Brothers and my sisters, let us contemplate on that blind man who came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That blind man, my brothers and my sisters, that came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith Abi Hurairah, أَتَى النَّبِيَّ رَجُلٌ أَعْمَى فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَيْسَ لِي قَائِدٌ يَقُودُنِي إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. This man says to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, I do not have anyone who can take me to the Masjid. I'm a blind man, look at me. فَرَخَّصَ لَهُ. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the permission to pray at home. فلما ولى دعا. And when he was walking back to his home, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him. He said, come. And he asked him the question, هل تسمع النداء بالصلاة? Can you hear the adhan? Can you hear the adhan? He said, نعم. قال فأجي. He told him to answer the call of prayer. This is a blind man, my brothers and my sisters. A blind man who was told to answer the call of prayer. Where do me and you stand? These blessings that we have, that we might not necessarily see much of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take it away in a heartbeat. ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم إن الله على كل شيء قدير. If Allah willed, He would have taken away their hearing and their seeing, their sight. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal is capable of all things. A year and a half or so ago, I saw a video of a crippled, paralyzed child who every single salah crawls to the masjid, and it was going viral all over Twitter, and people were commenting, feeling so sorry for that child. You know, my brothers and my sisters, I tried to count the amount of seconds that it takes him to get up. 11 seconds it takes him to get up from the ground, crawls to the masjid. When he enters into the masjid, 11 seconds it takes him to stand up from the ground, and then walks towards the early sufuf, the front rows, and then he prays, and then he goes home again. This is the kind of effort that some people are making to go to the masjid. Where do me and you stand? Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in another hadith, لَقَدْ هَمَمْتُ أَنْ آمُرَ بِحَطَ فَيُحْتَطَبَ ثُمَّ آمُرُ الصَّلَاةَ فَيُؤَذَّنُ لَهَا ثُمَّ آمُرُ رَجُلًا فَيَؤُمُّ النَّاسَ ثُمَّ أُخَالِفُ إِلَى رِجَالٍ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الصَّلَاةَ فَأُحَرِّقُ عَلَيْهِمْ بُيُوتَهُمْ. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the intention came into his heart that I asked for somebody to collect logs and wood. Then I ask somebody to do the adhan, and then someone leads the people in prayer. ثم أخالف إلى رجال لا يشهدون الصلاة فأحرق عليهم بيوتهم. And then after I've appointed an imam to lead the people in congregation, I go to the home of those who don't attend the masjid, and I burn their home. This is the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It crossed his mind to carry this out. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam swears by Allah, and he says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, by the one who my soul is in his hand, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ أَحَدُهُمْ أَنَّهُ يَجِدُ عَرْقًا سَمِينًا أَوْ مِرْمَتَيْنِ حَسَنَتَيْنِ لَشَهِدَ الْعِشَاءَ. If one knew, my brothers and my sisters, that in the masajid they would distribute arqan saminan. What is this? It is a very tender type of meat, a bone that has tender type of meat on it. All the other, you know, the meats that we don't eat are removed from it. Umirmatayni hasanatayn, the meat that is between the ribs was to be distributed in the masjid. Everybody would go there. Wallahi, we see it in our masajid, how packed the masjid becomes at dhuhr time because there is a walima in the masjid. And this is, my brothers and my sisters, for what? Some meat in order to fill our stomachs that we're going to defecate out into the toilet, with all these reward that we get for just coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.